The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Hello everybody, Bill Buckmaster along with Ray Allen, Ray in for Tom Fairbanks today. And today, Ray has a big smile on his face, which is appropriate today because today's National Smile Day. So keeping with that, but normally Ray's got a smile on his face anyway. On the other side of the glass, as we welcome you to the Buckmaster program, Friday edition. It is October the 5th, 2018. We are live from AM 1030 KVOI, KVOI, Tucson's Voice, and of course we have our worldwide live listening podcasts all available on my website, buckmastershow.com. On Friday, a big shout out, not that other days I'm not also grateful, Dylan Smith, to TucsonSentinel.com, but on Friday I make it official and I thank people like you for supporting local broadcasting.
Well, thank you very much, and always a pleasure to be on your show.
Dylan is the editor and publisher and founder of TucsonSentinel.com. We thank the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun. The Tucson Media Group is supporting us in its portfolio of Tucson-based publications, which includes Inside Tucson Business and Tucson Weekly. Our Friday Focus interview today is with F. Ann Rodriguez, who has been the Pima County Recorder for a long time, nearly 30 years, actually. Joining me, we heard from Dylan Smith. He's with me in studio. And also, Joe Ferguson has arrived and is in studio with me. Joe, political writer for the Arizona Daily Star. Joe, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Very good. Let's welcome now F. Ann Rodriguez. Ann, how are you?
I'm doing good. Bill, thank you for having me, and thank you for having Dylan and Joe there.
Well, it's important to have you on, like we did right before the primary. This is an important time because people who say they don't know how to participate, we're going to tell them how they can participate in this general election. What are some of the nuts and bolts that we need to know and deadlines right now?
Well, first of all, the deadline is Tuesday, October 9th. And usually the deadline is Mondays, but since Monday is a holiday for some governmental offices, we are opened, but some federal and some state offices are closed and some schools. So we collectively, the entire state, moved the deadline one additional day to make it convenient for the citizens, especially for those that are using Service Arizona, which is the online website through Motor Vehicle Division, or actually going to a motor vehicle office. The first step for anything in participating in the process is to make sure that you're properly registered. What does that mean? That your address is update, that you are registered if you just moved here, or you know, you moved a couple times and just kind of like fell off the rolls. People can go to my website, recorder.people.gov. I should say recorder.pima.gov. I mispronounced it. And check voter registration status, and it'll tell you whether you're currently registered and what information we have to you. And then you can simply go online at Service Arizona and register if your driver's license is current and up to date. But we have seen a surge of voter registration activities. I did a query last week from the primary to last week when we uploaded our numbers. And most of this information is on my website, is that we registered 25,000 new people from the primary cutoff to last week. And we're still going. People are still registering. We're getting a lot of electronic voter registration forms. So there is a huge interest. But likewise, a lot of people are updating their addresses. You know, they moved, they just kind of fell out of the way here. So we're seeing that, which is positive. And then we are also, my downtown office will be open until 10 p.m., as well as my east side office at Broadway and Cole. Those two locations will be open to 10 p.m. for people that want to come in and fill out the form or whatever have you. We tell people not to wait to the last minute because, remember, the whole state is pounding Service Arizona, so they could have some overload and wait times if they wait to the last minute. But that's the first step, is getting properly registered.
And Dylan was pointing out in his article at TucsonSentinel.com, Dylan, you were saying half of Americans do not vote in the midterm elections?
And that's really a quick shorthand. If you dig down a little bit deeper, the numbers are actually even worse, because that's really half of people who are already registered to vote don't bother to cast ballots in your average midterm election. And not everybody's registered to vote. I mean, you do have to, you know, take that first step and make sure your name's actually on the voter rolls. So something like, you know, it varies across the country, but, you know, 25. pushing 20, 25% of people are, for one reason or another, not registered. Some people can't be if you are have been convicted of a felony and you haven't gone back to get your rights restored, which for actually a lot of people is a fairly automatic process. If you've paid your debt, you can get yourself registered to vote again.
No. Well, and also a lot of people, you know, get an early a vote by mail ballot. And our first loadout, which ballots will start being mailed on the 10th, that's Wednesday, they start loading. Our first loadout is about 390,000 ballots. The ballot is very long. I got to forewarn everybody. It's a 19-inch ballot.
Whoa.
Front and back. It's a 19-inch, so it's fourfold. And there is a lot of propositions on there. Depending on where you live at, if you live in the city of Tucson, you'll have a question, and Marana, Sagarita, so, you know, it depends, and there's some schools. So I'm going to forewarn everybody, it's, you know, they come, sometimes people come in on the first day that they can vote early at our offices, and they're all ready for either the president or United States Senate, and then we give them the ballot, and they go, oh, I don't know what all this other stuff is. So they got to come in prepared. It's a very long ballot with lots of candidates, depending on where you live, but the propositions. I mean, we've all seen the commercials on the propositions. We've seen the signs, you know. So they're going to have to educate them, because sometimes the propositions, you need to read them, because a yes really means a no. So they kind of get a little tricky. So, but citizens are pretty astute when they read all this. So that's important, that I wanted to stress that it's a very lengthy ballot.
Joe, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, it's probably a good advice. I've heard it before, but it's worth repeating that might be best to start at the bottom of the ballot and work your way up.
Hmm. That's an interesting thought. FN, is this one of the longest ballots you've seen since you were elected in the early 90s?
Well, I think it's, you know, depending on the wordings of the propositions, and now that they have forced the other jurisdictions with their city and towns to do a consolidated election, the ballots have been 19-inch, but the back of them wasn't as lengthy as far as completely filling out the back portion of the ballot. I looked at a couple, and I said, ooh, these are very long, you know, a lot of information. So, you know, will we one day have to go to a two-page ballot? It's possible if we keep on getting more propositions. You know, some of the propositions on the statewide propositions I'm referring to, some of them are put on by the legislature, and some of these were put on by citizens initiative drive. So,
yes,
it depends.
The 100 series is put on by the citizens, and the 300 series, there are two in the 300 series. Those were legislative mandated or put on the ballot that way.
Yeah, so that's there's a reason why the numbers are, and some people don't really correlate with the numbers, believe, you know, what they mean for, because we keep using the same numbers all over again for every election, and sometimes it gets confusing.
Did ballots already go out for overseas voters?
Yes, military, I think that was a question that Dylan said, because he called me. We're required by law to send out the ballots for anybody that is a military overseas voter 45 days prior to an election. So we've already sent a lot of them out in this state. We're very forward-thinking, so a lot of ours go out electronically. And a lot of other states do by mail. We get a lot of comments from our citizens especially in the military, because they're talking in the bunks and what have you, how other people are problematic with dealing with their states and getting about, it's only by mail or by fax, and our state, you know, they say it's so easy, they get them. I think we had like 45 minutes wait between the when we sent out the first load electronically, and 45 minutes later we got the first ballot back.
Oh my goodness!
Well, because
I think I know who that was.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We know because we can tell when we send them out by the time and what the time gets back.
Well, that's what raised that question for me, because it was so much before the voter registration deadline that you had sent those out and made email voting available for people overseas. My question now is, what is the because you have some logistics to go through with those folks that are different than people voting, you know, in person or early by mail here. What's like the latest someone who is if they're already registered, how late in the process can somebody who is overseas or a military voter realistically make their arrangements to vote?
Well, there's a change required by federal law that military and overseas voters are handled somewhat differently, you know. They can register all the way up until election night, as long as they make the requirements of the state. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are deployed, but this may be their home base, and they may be traveling from different camps, and they move. We deal with contractors. We deal with a lot of people that are dealing with nonprofits that are doing work over there. We have people that are not like you and me, they're traveling, going from country to country. So they just happen to be out of here in Tucson during the voting period. So
do you have to be out of the country for that to count? You can't be like traveling to Pennsylvania or something, right?
Well, it depends. The military is different. Like I said, if a military person has been assigned to another state, but his residency is here, okay, they fill out a federal FPCA form. They have to make the requirements. It's a separate type of voter registration form that is used within the entire country, and they tell us where their home base is here and what have you, and then we'll send it to them electronically.
All right, FN Rodriguez, stick around, but we're going to take our break right here, beginning with my endorsement of my favorite bakery in town, Mona's Danish Bakery. Yeah, what is that? The home of the Danish Kringle. We were speaking with Ann Kirkpatrick yesterday.
Yeah.
Had just finished the interview, and I went into the Mona's thing, and she says, "I love Mona's Bakery." So Steve has got to be very happy, the owner, when he gets a non-solicited endorsement like that. Joe, you've not been up there yet.
You know what? It's on the list, guys. Okay. I really have to say that. Every time I sit in the seat, that's the first place I want to go after leaving the offices.
There you go. Mona's is located in the northeast corner of Swan and Sunrise. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com, for a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and a link to all of our great partners. We'll be back in a moment. 790-2040. If you have any questions about voting for FN Rodriguez, now would be the time.
Hey, this is Ken Flower of Arizona Party Rental. It's that time. U of A tailgating. I mean, this place is sizzling. I gotta have one of those burgers and one of those dogs and, hey, aren't you?
Hey, it's Mark Urban hanging out here with my pal Ollie Farhang.
Woo! Who's under this Arizona Party Rental tent? Ryan.
Ryan Jeffries. And no steak for you.
Oh, yeah, splattered mustard all over your back. Wait a minute. You are?
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, you can join the party, too. Arizona Party Rental, your celebration destination. Online at arizonapartyrental.net.
In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I'm passionate about travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. And when I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport. With 9 airlines flying nonstop to 22 destinations and easy one-stop connections, I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient with competitive airfares, and there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Monday during the noon hour for our Monday political face-off featuring Don Jorgensen and Jim Kelly, plus the Better Business Bureau's scam alert. Suzanne Miller will have the latest. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's Voice. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Friday edition. We are talking with F.N. Rodriguez, Pima County recorder. F.N., you were first elected, is it 1992?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, I thought that was right. So we're coming up, pushing toward almost 30 years in this job. Tell me about the early balloting, and you had said there were, did I hear you say there were 25,000 new folks registering? Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, what I said, there was 25,000 new citizens registered between the voter registration cutoff for the primary election till last week when we upload every Monday. So we'll keep keying in. We keep updating information, going through our process as we normally do. What I said is, currently, we have about 545,000 registered voters in Pima County and growing, and our first loadout of ballots that will be dropped in the mail on Wednesday, the 10th, that's the first day we can legally mail ballots, is about 390,000 ballots will be mailed out. So voters, they should be looking for a green envelope. Make sure you read the directions, follow them. Don't use felt pens because they bleed through on the ballot. One of the other typical questions when they get the ballot is they say, do I have to vote for every single race? And the answer is no, you don't. You just vote for the races or the issues that you feel comfortable and knowledgeable on.
Dylan.
I know, and we're trying to do that certainly in news stories, to push the voter registration deadline is Tuesday. That's not necessarily the deadline to ask for an early ballot, though, right?
Oh, no. The deadline to request an early ballot is I have to go get to my election calendar. You would ask
something like the 19th or something like that, isn't it? Or even later?
It is. Hold on 1 second. Is October 26th?
No, even later.
It's the last day, and you can go online on my office at recorder.pima.gov and do a request online, or they can simply call our office at 724-4330. A lot of times people will call us because they'll be temporarily away, either visiting their parents or a relative or traveling or whatever, and they'll tell us where they want us to mail the ballot to, and we'll gladly mail the ballot. The other misconception is that people will have their mail forwarded and think that their mail will be forwarded. Election material is non-forwardable. It'll be kicked back to us. So we kind of have to start beginning the chasing of these voters and telling them that the ballot was returned to us and where do they want us to send their ballot to them, wherever they're temporarily at.
So one thing, I've had a couple of friends move lately, so this question's kind of at the you know, to help them out and whomever else is in this situation. If you're registered to vote at a certain place in Pima County, but you move after the voter registration deadline, before the election, though, well, where should you go vote? How should you cast your ballot? Should you, cast it in the precinct you were registered in? Because you can't change it, can you?
Yes, we can keep doing them. And that's what creates the provisional ballots on Election Day, is people didn't update their address and they don't know where to go. So we keep telling them, yes, they can keep updating their addresses or go to one of our early voting sites. We have 11 early voting sites opened up. Our three main recorder's offices will open up on the 10th. And then we've expanded it to locations throughout the valley. They just have to go, again, to my website and look under early voting locations, and it'll give you the names and of the addresses and the times that we're open. We have a location in Green Valley, Sahuarita area. We have Northside. The last week before election where we stopped mailing out ballots, we've opened up four additional sites. Most of them have been cooperation with the public libraries so that people, we can deviate them. One is at the Mission Library. It's at Mission and Ajo, the Miller Gofflings Library, the Kirk Bear Library, and Pima County Natural Resources. I was the first recorder in this state that actually opened up an early voting site on the University of Arizona campus. So that's a hubbub for, it's like a mini city. And so we have several locations out there, and people can just look in. We try to take care of those type of situations so they don't create a provisional ballot on Election Day. We divert those people to one of our early voting sites prior to Election Day.
So as long as somebody's on that list by midnight on Tuesday, say if you're living in Tucson and you move to Marana at the end of the month, you can still end up casting a ballot in the place that you end up living in, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's great. It's good to know.
We just have to tell you, but we like to deviate those people to an early voting site so they don't get stuck in a line at a polling location and that type of situation.
All right. I want a little bit of perspective here. How has early voting really changed everything? And by Election Day, what percentage of registered voters have probably already cast their ballot, FN Rodriguez?
Well, it depends on the election, but overall in the actual the amount of people that actually cast a ballot, whether it's at an early voting site or by mail versus a polling location, it's about 70 to 75% of the people who are actually voting are voting by either mail or at our early voting site. They're not even going to a polling location anymore. So that's the wave, and this is across the state of Arizona. There are a few exceptions to a few counties, which is probably Apache and Navajo County. They're like traditionalists. They want to go to their polling location and vote that way. So most people, like I said, are using the early voting process as to how to cast their ballot now.
And if someone was looking for a little extra money, are you still hiring people to work at the polls?
Well, that would be the department elections. I can't answer that question because they're already going through some training training process. Like my office, we finished hiring everyone because today we're training. We'll train Monday, different tasks. Like today we're working with our early voting site people. We're training them. There's about 50 people that will be at these various locations. So we're training them today. Monday we start with the problem ballot teams. And then Wednesday, we start with opening up our sites and dealing with those people that we call the processors that actually start opening the envelopes and sorting them out. And then Saturday, the 13th, is when we bring all our signature checkers. And I think that's one of the things out there I want to make sure the public knows, that we actually check every single signature against our voter registration file. We pull up the records you have to make sure that that is you signing your ballot. I run into people said, you know, your office called me because they were questioning my signature. That's how we authenticate that is that voter voting. There is a mechanism, like if somebody is physically handicapped or somebody has an assistance, and they fill it out properly, my office is my policy. We still call that voter because we want to talk to the voter to make sure that they actually voted the ballot, even though they may have somebody assist them with it.
What about the diminishing role of Republican and Democrats, the traditional party, and how have the independents emerged in this county?
Well, independence is a huge growing factor, not just in this county, across the state. I can only think that, you know, independents, you know, they're disenchanted, and that'll be a different conversation with the two-party system. But this is the way democracy works, whether you like it or not. What is unfortunate, a lot of them are walking away for the primary elections, which that's how you pick the candidates that are going to represent the party. And then they're dissatisfied with the candidates that party represents. So, we haven't got through to these people that they need to participate in the primary elections. Just decide which political party ballot you want to, and then do it. Doesn't change your registration, because they're actually washing their hands of it, and then they complain later that they didn't like these two candidates, you know, and that was their opportunity. So they you know, it's like a civics 101 class that we've got to educate those people. But for this, these are the candidates that are coming forward for this elections and the issues that we have up there, and we'll just keep working on those that are registered independents. But it is a growing trend because of the political atmosphere that we live under now.
But we did have more, I think you were saying that the turnout for our primary election was quite high this time around, correct?
It was, I wouldn't say use the word quite high, it was higher, but there was still a big block of independents that just didn't do anything, okay?
Higher than it has been in many past elections, but still
correct.
Nowhere near a majority of people showing up.
No, it's paltry. I can't think of a better word, but it was paltry. They're just clicking out, even though they're in tune. And the people, when I say, well, why don't you, they says, well, we're going to leave it up to the parties. I says, no, that's part of your responsibility, too, because that's how the candidates move forward to the general, so you can't just blame the parties, you know. And in this state, it allows the independents to participate. They just have to say which party ballot they want. It does not change their registration. It doesn't do anything that. They still remain independent. But we've got to work on that one and make sure they just don't clock out and wait for the general.
Do any states vote electronically?
Some states do electronically. In this state, I don't think we'll ever do that. We have a component in statute where we have automatic recounts, where we've seen that experience of the years where we had to run, the CD2, remember when Ron Barber, Congress from McSally,
ruined my vacation.
Okay, we had to retabulate all over again, you know. And those other states, I don't know if they don't have provisions in their statutes to do it electronically, so I don't know how they work. You know, electronic tools are good when they work. But when they don't work, you're kind of stuck. You're stopped. You know, so there is a mechanism. You got to have a plan B in case plan A is not working.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Where can people find you, F. Ann?
Well, today I'm in downtown Tucson at 240 North Stone, And most information is on recorder.pima.gov, or we have a full array of staff members on the phone. They'll be gladly to work with your phone at 724-4330. They're very helpful. I got to give a shout out to my staff. We've been working since the petitions came in. I worked them 22 days straight. You know, I represent the office. You know, I set the policy. But I get it's really my staff that makes everything shine.
All right, FN Rodriguez, thank you very much. I know you have a busy few weeks ahead of you here, and again, those early ballots will be going out next week. Thank you very much.
And thank you, and you guys have a nice weekend.
Thanks a lot. FN Rodriguez with us, Pima County Recorder, first elected back in 1992. All right, coming up, we'll talk with Joe Ferguson and Dylan Smith. Where in the world is Senator Flake right now? We'll talk about that right after this. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
At Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, you can landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, open it, close it, snooze it or choose it. Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, with free TCC parking. Brought to you by Kinetico, Long Realty, Mattress Firm, and Russet Southwest Corporation Heating and Air Conditioning. Discount coupons at sabahomeshow.com. It's Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, the best home show ever built.
As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
Hey, it's Matt Russell from the Buckmaster Show.
And this is Ryan Hansen from Bon Voyage Travel.
I am so pumped to be partnering with Bon Voyage on my next culinary and cocktail cruise.
This is definitely a cruise for foodies as you experience the Mediterranean on Celebrity Cruises.
And the private excursions that your team has arranged for us? I mean, come on, an ouzo distillery tour in Greece? A food and wine day on Malta?
We'll handle everything, so all you and your guests need to do is eat, drink, and be happy.
Go to bvtravel.com/Matt Russell to learn more.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Cushman & Wakefield Picor is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield Picor offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at picor.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's picor.com. Call us at 748-7100. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, our Friday edition. It's time now for the portion of the program we call our Friday Roundtable, where we bring in, like they're horses or something. Dylan,
Dylan Smith is here from TucsonSentinel.com, Tucson's online news service, and Joe Ferguson, political writer for the Arizona Daily Star, is with me, seated to the right. There's no meaning at all of that. Dylan seated to my left, so we won't read anything into that.
It's just your left, not mine.
There you go. What's going on with Senator Flake? There's been some, I know you've been kind of working on this morning.
Yeah, I have. We had a tip this morning that Jeff Flake was seen flying to Dallas. And that seems
from D.C.
From D.C. So that seems to be in the wrong direction. And
yeah, why?
We have some questions. It's still an unconfirmed report, but we've reached out to the senator's offices, both by email and phone, to find out if this is accurate. Because
I did hear a little something that the Senate isn't taking the weekend off this
weekend. They're a little busy this weekend.
Yeah, just something going on. All
right. So
this just doesn't seem like the right weekend to be heading.
No, I mean, if with a Senate vote tomorrow on Kavanaugh in D.C., this isn't something you can phone in. If Jeff Flake is flying in the wrong direction, it could be newsworthy.
And you can't vote at the U.S. Senate telephonically, can you?
You have to be there on the floor.
Yeah. Well,
in person.
Correct.
No proxies.
But he has said he's going to vote for Kavanaugh, hasn't he?
Well, he voted for closure today, so we don't know what happens next. I mean, you know, today was about moving the vote forward and beginning debate. I think there are some people that are holding their cards to the vest, and Jeff has really been great at keeping us all on this edge of our seats trying to figure out what he's going to do next.
Yeah, he hasn't really said one way or another this week whether he's a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
But he's given quotes to suggest both at different times.
Yeah.
Well, he did say, I believe the latest was that he would vote to confirm Judge Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, quote, unless something big changes.
Oh, so, but he said that before the report. Is that not correct?
Yeah.
So it depends on what he makes of what's in that report. And, of course, what he makes of the political pressures he's getting and what people are telling him, you know, talking to him about.
And one of the undecided was supposed to let us know, I believe, that she was going to let everybody know this afternoon whether or not that was Susan Collins. And, Ray, I don't see anything the latest on that. I don't think she has, nothing yet on that. Let's talk some of this polling that's been coming out, Joe Ferguson. What are the polls showing in the governor's race?
There are three different polls out right now that puts David Garcia behind Governor Doug Ducey. And while one poll can be bad or two polls can be bad, we're getting into the numbers where, you know, you're seeing not just a bad poll, you're seeing some trends. So I think David Garcia's got some numbers to make up. It's a month away still, but, you know, it doesn't look great right now.
Yeah, it's not outside the realm of possibility quite yet, but the trend has not been looking great for the challenger.
And Ray, leave that up on my screen there, that the polling showing, boy, that spread is not real positive for Dr. Garcia. Some of those numbers look like, one poll had it like Ducey up by 18 percentage points. But then again, there's another one that is close as 4. So it's still leaning very much in Ducey's direction. How about the U.S. Senate race? That's very certainly, don't they say, within the margin of error?
For the most part, all the polls I've seen, and Dylan, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, you get one poll that says Sinema's ahead, the next day you get a poll that McSally's ahead, and it goes back and forth. There are just a number of polls out right now that just essentially bring it down to a flip of a coin.
Yeah, then most of those polls are the point spread between McSally and Sinema that's been within the margin of error of each one of those polls. So basically they're saying it's essentially a tie.
We had Ann Kirkpatrick on the program yesterday, and we do have Leah Marquez-Peterson scheduled to be on the program next Thursday. How is that race going right now, gentlemen?
It's ugly.
Joe says it's ugly. Ugly for Leah or what?
I think that there's back and forth going on. There's now groups that have gotten into the race and put money out. We see flyers attacking both sides on this. I'm sure ads are just around the corner. I have heard whispers that the DCCC is going to pull back on the amount of funding they are going to put behind Ann Kirkpatrick. And that could mean two things. Either they're very confident of their chances in CD2, or the money has to go somewhere else because it's needed somewhere else.
Hmm. And if you look overall at the money picture, you know, I hate to, every time we look at a race, just go straight to looking at the books in that way. But it tells you something that this time around, the amount of money that's been raised by the candidates in that race is nowhere near what we've seen in the past several election cycles, where, you know, we've seen multi-millions pouring into CD2, and we're just not seeing that this time around.
But the equation is that Martha's missing from the component, and yeah. She was a prolific fundraiser for as long as she's been running in these races.
And thus the Democrats poured in money on the other side,
right,
just because.
And so this time it's not a cheap election by any measure, but it just doesn't have that component because she's absent.
Yeah.
Speaking of absent, your colleague, our friend Tim Steller, has an interesting column in today's Arizona Daily Star about Senator John Kyle, who's kind of been, I guess, under the radar would be kind of...
He finally said something.
Yeah,
there's a protest at Jeff Flake's office today. The only reason why there isn't one at John Kyle's office today is because there really isn't one.
No one can find it? Or
right. So...
He is the caretaker.
He could be
caretaker of the seat.
I mean, I think he's a seat warmer for as far as some people are concerned, because there's not a lot of confidence that he's going to be here in January. Hmm. That somebody else will be appointed.
That seems to be what everybody's thinking. Whether that pans out that way, we'll have to see. But
right.
That's where all the signs point to him being somebody temporarily put back into the Senate to pretty much specifically deal with the Kavanaugh vote.
Agreed.
So that the Republicans weren't a vote shy.
Ken Bennett has looking for his campaign, his public campaign funds. That's kind of, he says he's out of money. He needs the money badly.
This isn't unusual. We've always seen campaigns that have bills at the end of a cycle, and even after they didn't win, they will reach out to supporters and ask for money to help, you know, close accounts, to help yeah. pay off consultants, things of that nature. You know, campaign running out of money is nothing new.
But he's trying to get his clean elections funds, which he thinks he qualified for, and a lot of government officials say he did not qualify for. So he's angling to get more of the contributions that were made added to the qualifying list. And I think he loaned him his campaign. He himself loaned his campaign a pretty tidy chunk of money, and he's looking to get that paid back.
Ray, is she, Ray Allen's kind of monitoring Senator Collins right now on the floor and making quite a long speech. And I guess she'll make her announcement at the conclusion of that speech. Is that what? So right now it's just back and forth.
Building
right?
the suspense.
Building the suspense. Well, as soon as we know here, if it happens during the next couple of minutes, we'll certainly let everybody know. You know, this I had no idea. This is away from politics, Dylan, but it's kind of the situation with all that, the rain. I mean, there were seven areas of the Tohono O'odham Nation that had 7 inches of rain from the remnants yeah. of Rosa.
Western Arizona got hit a whole lot harder than we did here in the Tucson metro
yeah.
area.
I had no idea that they had some of these earthen dams on the nation, that some of them are like over 100 years old. And you kind of think like maybe it's time the Bureau of Indian Affairs or the government maybe takes a look at this situation. I mean,
well,
that
it's the kind of thing
horrible.
Where, you know,
sort of,
nobody
know.
Wants to spend any money on it because it's out of sight, out of mind quite frequently and unfortunately. And we did have the risk of one of those dams being overtopped with so much rain. And if that happens, basically it starts being washed away and the entire dam can fail.
Yeah, I mean, this thing, as I say, goes back 100 years. And there's the people that were living downstream of this. That could have been a really horrible situation.
And you can see kind of how dramatic it was. I think it was Mike Christie from The Star who took a really great aerial photo of what was going
really
on
with that
dam.
I'm really proud of my paper for spending the time and the resources to really get that shot from above, because just one shot from Mike Christie's photographs and you understand how big and how immense that problem really is.
Yeah. I know, but I thought certainly worth bringing up, and that was really a good photograph. What's coming up in the paper on Saturday or Sunday? Anything you want to promote?
I want to promote just one thing. I've got a really great story about a man who's been fighting for a decade, and he wants to make I-10 just a little bit safer. He lost his wife, he lost his sister in a cross median accident, and he's trying, and he has been trying for years, to convince ADOT to put in $6 million in repair in guardrails to certain areas of I-10, just so when a car crosses the median, it doesn't make it to the other side. Mm. He thinks he'll save lives, and at $6 million, it's a bargain.
And that's in Sunday's paper?
That'll be in Monday's paper.
Oh, Monday's paper. Okay. Dylan, I'm going to tell people about Mona's again.
All right.
And this time we're talking about
You're
trying
to make me hungry, aren't you?
We're talking about Thanksgiving and the dinner rolls. And Steve and the owner up there and the great bakers, they do a great job. We've used them for our Thanksgiving dinner rolls. And Joe, pies.
Oh, God. No, you got my number.
Well, Steve and the bakers do, of course, the traditional pumpkin pie. They use great ingredients, great pumpkin pie. But my wife's favorite, that cherry pie that Steve puts together. You know, ask what kind of pie you want, and Steve can probably come up with it for your Thanksgiving table. Mona's Danish Bakery, northeast corner, Swan and Sunrise. Go to my website, buckmastershow.com, a link to Mona's Danish Bakery and a link to all of our great sponsors. 1251, I want to thank again Dylan Smith. Thank you, Dylan.
Of course.
And Joe, thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
welcome.
It. All right.
At Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, you can landscape it, light it, floor it or store it, open it, close it, snooze it or choose it. Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, October 5th, 6th, and 7th, with free TCC parking. Brought to you by Kinetico, Long Realty, Mattress Firm, and Russet Southwest Corporation Heating and Air Conditioning. Discount coupons at sabahomeshow.com. It's Saba's Fall Home and Garden Show, the best home show ever built.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Travel smart and fly Tucson. Check out flytucson.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Hi, Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
All right, welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Before we go to Weekend Watch, Senator Collins of Maine did make her decision. I've still got Dylan with me in studio. So that announcement came after quite a long, lengthy floor speech.
Yeah, a little bit of a lead up there, building some drama.
So the Flake situation, Senator Flake, could still be really critical, Joe Ferguson.
It could be, but we got to
figure out where he is.
What state he's in.
Where in the world is Jeff Flick?
All right, Weekend Watch. Weekend Watch, hosted by Matt Russell, Inside Tucson Business Food and Beverage columnist, presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. This would be a great weekend to get away from it all and just take that drive about 3 hours over to Silver City in Grant County. The summer rains have really greened up things, and now with autumn coming, the very cool nights up in the high country and those very golden autumn days. So it's a great time to get to Silver City. Check out southwestnewmexico.org, the listing of the many great places to stay and all of those recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Here he is, the dedicated foodie, Mr. Matt Russell. How are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great. I'm telling you what, though, I am ready for this weekend.
I bet you are. You ready to go and eat, drink, and be giving?
Yes, it's happening tonight, all three of them, at this great event called Eat, Drink, and Be Giving, tonight at Plaza Colonial up on Skyline and Campbell. Now, this is a collaborative charity event that benefits Arizona Youth Partnership, Gap Ministries, and Interfaith Community Services through a night of samplings from local restaurants and breweries and wineries. And check this out. At the end of the night, the CEOs of these nonprofits are going to compete in a grape stomp that will raise money to help stomp out cycles of poverty in Southern Arizona. It starts at 6:30 tonight. You can get your tickets now at eatdrinkbegiving.com.
They're actually going to get into the big old grape vat and do the stomp, huh?
Yeah, I tell you what, this is newsworthy stuff happened over there tonight.
Everybody loves a pizza. October is National Pizza Month.
It is. Can you bet an entire month dedicated to pizza? I'll be commencing my journey this weekend as I kind of transport my taste buds to the regions known for great pies. Now, for Chicago fans, that's you, Bill.
Of course.
Get yourself over to Rocco's Little Chicago on Broadway near Tucson Boulevard for their deepest of deep dish pies, which weigh, by the way, about 6 pounds each, if you can wrap your head around that. For New Yorkers, you'll be in Greece heaven at New York Pizza Department, affectionately known as NYPD, on Wilmot near Pima. And if you're just looking for a great no-frills pizza, I always love Tino's on Tanca Verde, right across the street from Trail Dust Town, where I always go for the 20-inch Big Mo. Make sure you have pizza on your calendar this weekend.
Dylan, what did you say about Cubs?
You can go to Rocco's and you can drown your dejected Cub fan sorrows in one of those deep dish pies.
The Windy City woes for sure.
Oh, yeah. Weekend
was a heck of a week.
What would October be without Oktoberfest?
Yeah, we talked a bit about Oktoberfest last week, and the celebrations continue this weekend. You'll want to head downtown to 1055 Brewing and Sausage House, where they're going to feature some special old world beer and sausage pairings and a stein holding competition with some live music. And this afternoon and evening, the 1912 Brewing Company on Forbes Boulevard, they're going to be tapping into a Marzen, a Kolsch, and Dunkel brews to give us all a little taste of Munich with bratwursts and pretzels to soak it all up, as they say in Germany, Freilichus Oktoberfest.
Hey, there you go. Have a great weekend, Matt. Thank you, sir.
Cheers.
All right. The Buckmaster Show, a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, which is wholly responsible for the content of the program. I want to thank, of course, Ray Allen on the other side of the glass, doing a great job for us. All of our friends here at the Homeship Station, KVOI, thank you very much for your support. All of our team members here at KVOI do such a great job to make the Buckmaster Show make sure it's ready to go, as we always are, at 12:04. On behalf of all of us, have a great weekend.